Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice!" So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. But Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." All of Matthew chapter 28. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful privilege, wonderful blessing, wonderful opportunity you give us in the body of Christ to be involved in the wonderful and great work of the Great Commission, being able to carry the gospel to the world and help others grow up in their faith and become the followers of you that you would have them to be. Lord, stir us today. Stir every listener to come to better see the great excitement and joy and privilege it is for us to be involved in this exciting and great work. And Lord, open the eyes of those that may be complacent about this and help us to recognize what an important and a great opportunity it is for us to be involved in this work. Help us to know, Lord, that it's all of our responsibility to carry out this message, to share it in our homes, our communities, our nation, our world, and help us to be about your business. And bless and prosper our time today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We're blessed and honored to be in the midst of our National Truth for Youth Bible Week this week. And we're encouraging all of you, our listeners, to help us give away thousands of free Bibles. And we're blessed to have with us in studio today, Tim Todd. He's the president of Revival Fires Ministries. Tim, how are you today?
Doing fine, Pastor Joseph. So good to be with you today, and I trust your family is doing well.
Doing very well, very well. We're grateful to have you with us here once again. And Truth for Youth Week is always an exciting week to see how God will use the AFR network and the listeners to get involved in the work of the Great Commission. So if you'll take time now, Tim, to further introduce yourself and tell our listeners about this exciting project.
Well, Revival Fires is a ministry that has determined to preach the whole gospel to the whole world before Jesus comes. One of the things that we do through the Revival Fires ministry each year is to give Bibles to students that commit to give them to their friends in school that are not saved. Mm-hmm. As a result of it, we've been able to give away a total of more than 2.5 million Truth for Youth Bibles to young people that have given them to their friends in school that are saved. And we've received decision cards from more than 25,000 young people that have been saved as a result of getting a copy of the Truth for Youth Bible. Mm-hmm. Now, this year, Pastor Joseph, mm-hmm. we're going to cross over the 1 million mark in our 19th annual National Truth for Youth Bible Week on American Family Radio. This partnership, yes, this partnership with American Family Radio has been so productive for building the kingdom of God and helping to restore religious freedoms to our public school campuses as Christian young people go on their school campus and take the Word of God with them and give them to their friends in school.
Okay. Brother Todd, tell our listeners again, explain what the Bible is and why it's a unique tool for evangelism and discipleship.
The Lord laid on my heart when we started putting this Bible together to put comic stories, graphic novels in the front section that deal with the truth about things that young people are up against every day, things that they're confronted with, sins that are being used of the devil to destroy their life. Things like
What kind of topics?
Well, like things like drugs and drunkenness and peer pressure and pornography, things like sexual purity, abortion, a hard-hitting issue that a lot of people don't like to deal with, and that is homosexuality. We know that God loves the homosexual, but he hates the sin of homosexuality. So we deal with that from that perspective to let our young people know what the Bible says about those things, as well as, even more recently, we have updated the Bible. We have added comics dealing with the truth about things like cutting, sexting, bullying, suicide, honor, so that our young people will learn that they need to honor their parents as well as honor the authority that has been placed over them. We deal with the truth about things like witchcraft, sorcery. We deal with the truth about things like school violence. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And then we put the plan of salvation in each one of these stories so that not only will the young people know the truth about these things, but in addition to that, they'll find out how to give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why we're seeing so many young people give their life to the Lord. And once they read those comics, it gives them an opportunity to give their life to Jesus Christ. And then it draws them into the text of the entire New Testament that is a part of that, the Truth for Youth as well.
That's right. That's right. And I want to share with our listeners again, keep in mind, every single listener can get involved in this very important campaign. One free Truth for Youth Bible will be given to every student between the ages of 13 to 18 who gets involved, who promises to pass it along to a friend in school, and the goal is to help get God's Word back into public schools.
Yes. And in addition to that, to reach a generation of young people in America, because I'm convinced, Pastor Joseph, that if we want to see America come back to God, and we do, mm-hmm. I believe that a crucial part of that will be reaching a generation of young people. You know, we kicked God out of our schools in 1962 mm-hmm. and 1963. As a result of it, the devil moved in. So I believe it's time for us to get the Word of God back in school, get
That's right.
prayer back in school, and
Amen.
Kick the devil out.
Amen. Amen. If you want to get involved, there are two ways you can order your free Bible. Visit truthforyouth.com, and you can order online anytime. Again, that's truthforyouth.com, or you can call 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. And keep in mind, parents can order the Bible on behalf of your son or daughter, or the teens. They can call in. You can call in yourself and get one as well. And also keep in mind, you can also order large quantities of the Bible for just $2 each. And I want to challenge every listener, even if you may not be a parent of one a son or a daughter that's a teen or you're a teen, I would encourage you to order a Bible, you know, buy and order one yourself so that you can see what it looks like, because it's a wonderful evangelism tool, really in any context, in addition to being able to be used in schools. But get it so you can see what it's like, and then you're going to want to get more. When you see it, you're going to want to get more. So, well, Tim, so also, again, how long have you been doing this altogether? How long have you been in the work of evangelism and discipleship with Revival Fires?
A little over 32 years.
32 years. Oh,
yes,
okay.
And we're seeing God do tremendous things. And, of course, we travel not only across America but around the world. We're going to places like Cuba. We've been to Russia 5 times. We go mm-hmm. to Mexico. We go to Australia every year. God has been doing a great work across the globe. Mm-hmm. And so we're so thankful that God has opened up these doors for us. And we're seeing a tremendous harvest of souls and not only young people, but adults as well, getting their lives in right relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. So you do a lot of like open air or evangelistic meetings as well as in churches as well.
Yes. Most of that is overseas.
Overseas.
And but we have done a lot of open air crusades in places like Australia and in Cuba here of recent. God has opened that door up for us for the past 4 years. We're seeing a tremendous harvest of souls in Cuba. There's a great revival going on over there. Mm-hmm. And we're so thankful because in these other countries, there's such a hunger and a thirst for God. But we're seeing a hunger and a thirst for God here in America as well. There's a remnant of people that are gathering together and saying, look, we're tired of what the devil has done to the church. Because mm-hmm. as the church goes, so goes the nation. So we're seeing not only evangelism across America, people getting saved, but we're also seeing God bring the church to a new level in Him. And of course, as the church gets on fire for God, it spiritually impacts the entire nation.
Amen. I want to ask if you'll take a moment now to pray for listeners to really have ears to hear what the Lord wants them to hear and receive today, whatever that would be in each person's life.
Yes. Father, okay. We thank You for this opportunity that we have to proclaim Your word. And Father, we know that nothing takes place without you putting Your stamp of approval on it whenever we put our faith in You. So Lord, I pray right now that in the spirit realm that You will just cause a freedom just to flow mightily in the lives of every listener. And Father, as we cry out to You right now, we cry out to You and ask You to cause those that are listening for their spiritual ears to be open to hear what You would say. And Father, I pray that everything that's said and everything that's done in this program will do nothing but point people to You, Jesus, and to everything that You desire to accomplish in our lives. And Father, for those listeners that are listening to us right now, we ask You, Father God, to meet them where they're at and bring them to where You want them to be as a direct result of what You speak to them in this program today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Once again, for persons that would like to get involved with this very powerful campaign, two ways to order the free Bible. Visit truthforyouth.com and order online anytime. Again, that's truthforyouth.com. Or you can call 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737 between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Well, Tim, I want to ask if you'll share with our listeners a little bit of your testimony, your story about how the Lord brought you into His kingdom.
You know, Pastor Joseph, I was raised in a Christian home, and my dad, Cecil Todd, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and early 80s, had the third longest running Christian program on national television. Mm-hmm. And in fact, he knew Don Wildman back in the 70s. And while Don was launching his cleanup TV campaigns and bringing God back to our nation back in the 70s, my dad had the privilege and the honor of partnering with him and meeting him and spending time together with him. Now, all of these years later, it's a blessing to be a part of what God is doing here at American Family Radio, partnering with the Truth Youth Bible Project. Mm-hmm. But when I was a teenager, I got as far away from God as a person could get. Mm-hmm. And I began to drink and smoke with some of the more popular kids in school, at the school that I attended, and just got as far away from God as a person could get. And I was harboring a lot of unforgiveness and bitterness and anger in my heart and offense.
Tim, we're going to jump in. We're coming up on a break. I want you to pick up right there on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Tim Todd, the president of Revival Fires Ministries. We'll be right back.
Until a veil was torn.
music of Mercy Me, the song All of Creation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Tim Todd. He's the president of Revival Fires Ministries, and we're in the midst of our National Truth for Youth Bible Week, and we're encouraging you to get involved and help us give away thousands of free Bibles to teens this week. Remember, two ways you can get involved. You can visit us online at truthforyouth.com and order online anytime, or between 8 a.m. and 4:30 Central, you can call this number, 1-800-733-4737. Again, that number is 1-800. Again, you can call between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central, 1-800-733-4737 to order the Truth for Youth Bible. And keep in mind, remember, one free Truth for Youth Bible will be given to every student between the ages of 13 to 18 who will promise to pass it along to a friend in school. Tim, I'm going to let you jump in right where I interrupted you before we went into the break.
Well, you know, Pastor Joseph, with regard to my testimony, after, you know, being raised in a Christian home, and I just as a teenager, I started harboring a lot of unforgiveness in my heart towards God, towards my mom, towards my dad. And it developed from there into anger and hatred and then into drugs and marijuana. I was smoking pot. I was getting high. I was drinking. And it turned in from there, went on to the next level, and cocaine and just different things that the devil was using to destroy my life. And it all did not start with drugs. Mm-hmm. It started with unforgiveness in my heart. And, you know, your listeners, we all have to understand that whenever you've got unforgiveness in your heart, God doesn't even answer your prayers. In fact, the Bible says in Mark chapter 11, verses 25 and verse 26, whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions. So if we want to be forgiven, we have to offer forgiveness. Amen?
That's right.
And so I just got as far away from God as a person could get. And then I married Tulsa, Oklahoma's top drug dealer. Just a devastating, tragic mistake that I made. We continued in sin. Got involved in all kinds of things that were just of the devil with regard to armed burglary, trying to get drugs back. And you know, the whole mess that takes place whenever you get involved in the drug scene and get away from God and things like that, it just continues to spiral you out of just away from God and as far away from God as I could get is what ended up happening. I finally hit rock bottom. I'm sitting in the floor of an empty house with a loaded 45 contemplating my sordid trash heap of a life. And I thought, Pastor Joseph, how did it come to this? Because again, it did not start with armed burglary or marijuana or cocaine or cigarettes. It didn't start with any of those things. It started with a root of bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, hatred. And then it gradually and progressively got worse. And everything that I thought was important was gone just like that. And a spirit of suicide came on me. And the devil was speaking to my heart and saying, Tim, the others were right. You would be better off dead. The devil said, do the right thing and take your own life. So I had a decision to make. I'd already made a lot of wrong decisions. I'd chosen lies over the Lord. I'd chosen cigarettes over the Savior. I'd chosen marijuana over the Master. I'd chosen cocaine over Christ. I'd chosen money over the Messiah. I had chosen pride over the Prince of Peace. And now I had another decision to make. Sitting in the floor of that house, was I going to choose that gun or choose God? And I chose that gun. I put that gun to my head, up under my chin, actually. And I said, God, if you're listening to me, I need your help. When I said the word help, Pastor Joseph, the phone rang. It was my mom. She said, Tim, I've been praying for you all day today. She said, I woke up this morning with a heavy burden on my heart for you. And she said, while I was praying for you just now, she said, I really felt led of the Lord to stop praying and pick up the phone and call you. She said, are you okay? I said, no, Mom, I'm not okay. I want to come home. So I made up my mind that I was going to get myself straightened out and come to God. But you can't do that. In fact, on the way home from Tulsa, Oklahoma to Joplin, Missouri, I made up my mind I was going to quit drinking, smoking, cursing, running around, lying. I was going to quit stealing. I was going to quit doing all of these things. And then I was going to present myself to the Lord. I had good intentions. But as a result of me trying to do it myself, I ended up right back on the drug scene, right back in the alcohol, just in a different location. But God didn't give up on me. At about midnight on a Saturday, a buddy of mine and I were getting drunk in a bar. And he had this crazy idea. We were high. We were drunk. This friend of mine, he said, let's go to church tomorrow. Now, if any friend would have asked me to go to church at that point in my life, I wouldn't have even considered it. But since it was a drinking buddy of mine, I thought, sure, why not? So the next morning, we went to church, and I had no idea what to expect. I mean, I'd been in church all of my life, but I'd been so far away from God, hadn't been in church for a long time. And I'd made up my mind that if I walked in that church and those people even turned their nose up at me, I was gonna walk out of there. But I walked in there, and Pastor Joseph, those people loved me just the way that I looked, just the way that I smelled. I had a hangover. I smelled like marijuana, alcohol, and cigarettes all over my body and all over my breath. I was defiant. I was rebellious. But those people, they loved me just the way that I looked, just the way that I acted. I sat down in that service, and the Holy Spirit began to deal with me during the praise and worship. And I wanted to go forward right then and get my life right with the Lord. But the devil said, oh, you can't go forward right now, Tim. You've got to wait till after they have the praise and worship. Then they're going to have the special music. Then they're going to have announcements, and then the offering, and then they're going to have the preaching, and then the pastor will give an invitation. Then you can go forward. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, standing right there in the praise and worship, that when I was a teenager, if somebody wanted to come see my dad, they would have to call ahead of time and set an appointment. They would come to the reception area of my dad's office. The receptionist would send for my dad's secretary, who would come to the front of the office, get them and take them back to my dad's administrative assistant. They would sit down and they would discuss what they were going to talk to my dad about. And then they would have an audience with my dad. But it wasn't that way for me. If I wanted to see my dad, I would jump in my car. I would drive to my dad's office. I would pull around to the back and under the carport, and I'd park right next to his vehicle. And I had a key that went directly into my dad's office. And if I wanted to see my dad anytime, if it was an emergency, I had permission to unlock his door, walk in, and no matter what my dad was doing, he'd give me 100% of his attention. You know why? Because I am his son, and he is my father.
Amen.
So in that service, in the praise and worship, I'm standing there, and the Holy Spirit revealed that to me. And God said, Tim, you've got 100% of my attention right now. You don't have to wait for the end of the praise and worship or the special music or the announcements or the offering or the preaching. God said, you can come to me right now. So that's all I had to hear. I ran from that pew to the front of that church, and I got down on my knees, and I gave my life to Jesus Christ and got my heart right with the Lord. Well, a few days later, my wife still wouldn't have anything to do with me, but I knew I was going to see her again because my wife and I, she had walked out on me. My wife and I were going to have to go back to Tulsa to face armed burglary charges. So I didn't, and I knew that I was going to have to do hard time if I was convicted of this charge. But I didn't care because I knew the Bible says, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. And even if I ended up in prison, I was still going to be free. See, those charges for armed burglary, they didn't go away just because I got saved. They were still there.
Right.
So I prayed and I fasted that God would save, not so that I would get out of being convicted, but I prayed and fasted that God would save my wife at that court case. I got there and I shared Jesus with her. And she said, God can't save me. And I said, yes, he can. I thought the same thing, that God couldn't save me. She said, Tim, you don't understand. She said, God can't save me because I love my sin too much. And she turned around and walked into the courtroom. I walked into the courtroom with a broken heart. They went through all the preliminaries. The judge called for the people whose house we broke into. And in fact, it was a situation where that those people had stolen about $10,000 worth of drugs from us. And the drug supplier that had fronted the drugs to us said, you've got 1 week to produce the drugs or the money or we're going to kill you. So my wife and I had hired a private investigator, and we found where those people were hiding. And we broke into their house, and we were trying to retrieve the drugs or the money. When we couldn't find it, we started stealing from them. They had seen us coming and called the police, and they had reported an armed burglary in progress. So when the police got there, they had arrested my wife and I for armed burglary. Now, fast forward, now I've given my heart to the Lord. Now I'm going back to that armed burglary charge to face that charge. We're in there, and the judge called for the people whose house we'd broken into. Nobody responded because those drug thieves that we broke into their house, they didn't show up for the court case. Okay. So the judge, frustrated, called for the attorneys from both sides. They went into his chambers. They were gone for about 5 minutes. Then the judge came out of his chambers, walked over to his bench, picked up his gavel. He looked over at me, and he smiled. He slammed his gavel down and announced, case dismissed. I walked out of the courtroom, and the Holy Spirit said, Tim, that's what God did for you. The lies, the sex, the cigarettes, the marijuana, the alcohol, the cocaine, the actional sins, and the attitudinal sins. The unforgiveness, the bitterness, the anger, the offense. God said, Tim, I slammed the gavel down and announced in heaven, case dismissed, your sins are forgiven. And not only did God restore me, not only did God save me, but he restored me. I went to Bible college, got on track, got restored, went to Bible college, met the wonderful, most wonderful woman of God, my wife now of 28 years, Angie. We have four precious children that are full grown. All four of them called into the ministry. And so we're thankful for your listeners that have got sons and daughters and grandchildren that are not serving God. If there's hope for Tim Todd, and salvation for Tim Todd, restoration for Tim Todd, there's restoration, salvation, and hope for every one of their children and grandchildren that are listening, no matter how far away from God they are right now. So I encourage your listeners, keep believing God for the salvation of your family members. God is going to answer your prayers. He's in the process of doing it now.
Amen. Tim, I want to ask if you'll take a moment now. Invite people. There might be listeners who need to know Christ, to give their lives to Christ even now. Give them that opportunity.
Yes. Father, we're just so thankful that no matter what we have done, no matter what we are facing,
Jesus,
no matter what we're going through right now, that you are the God who you poured out. Jesus, you poured out your blood on the cross of Calvary. You did all of the work on the cross of Calvary so that now, Lord, all we have to do is receive you as our personal Savior. And Lord, just like you saved me, I ask you to reach down right here by the power of your Holy Spirit and convict people of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come. And Lord, I pray and ask you in Jesus' name that as we ask you to forgive us of our sins, Lord, that those that you're drawing to you by your Spirit, that they will respond.
Yes.
So if you're listening to the program right now and your life is not in right relationship with the Lord, let me encourage you to pray this prayer with us right now. And if you will, Pastor Joseph, with those that are listening, that are not serving the Lord, as I pray this prayer, he said in his word, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father. So as I pray this out loud, why don't you pray with the listeners and just repeat after me this prayer with them as they give their life to the Lord.
Okay.
If you're listening right now, you're not right with the Lord, pray this with me out loud. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Wash them away.
Wash them away.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
Since you died for me.
Since you died for me.
I'm going to live for you.
I'm going to live for you.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
But I can't do it on my own.
But I can't do it on my own.
I need your Holy Spirit.
I need your Holy Spirit.
To lead me.
to lead me.
In the things of God.
In the things of God.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tim. Amen. Praise God. Again, that number, if you want to get involved with helping to share, to give away thousands of free Bibles to our teens, that number is 1-800-733-4737 between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central, or to go online, truthforyouth.com, and you can get those Bibles. We'll be right back after this break. From the Walls Group, the song All Praise Goes to You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Tim Todd, the president of Revival Fires Ministries, and we're inviting every single listener to get involved with our National Truth for Youth Bible Week project. Help us to give away thousands of free Bibles to teens in your community. One free Truth for Youth Bible will be given to every student between the ages of 13 to 18 who participates in this, who promises to pass it along to a friend. And the goal is to help get the Word of God back into our public schools. And remember this, the Truth for Youth Bible consists of the whole New Testament, and it also has full-color comics that present the gospel and moral truths that can help our young people better understand how to apply the Word of God to their lives. And keep in mind, the Truth for Youth Bible is now also available in Spanish as well. And thousands of young people have received Christ over 25,000 over the last 15 years as a result of this project. And our goal this year is to help get at least 60,000 Bibles into the hands of teens. If you want to get involved, again, simply go online to truthforyouth.com and order online anytime. Again, that's truthforyouth.com. Or you can call between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central, 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. Tim, in this final segment, I want to ask if you, what is it on your heart that you want to share with our listeners about getting involved in a project like this?
You know, the greatest thing about this project, I'm thankful, Pastor Joseph, that we are able to get the Word of God back in school, because it is legal for young people to give Bibles away on campus during non-instructional time. In fact, In addition to what you said about the Truth for Youth Bible, on the back cover of the Bible, there are the students' legal rights on public school campus to let our young people know that, number 4 in bold, it says that they do legally have the right to give Bibles away on campus during non-instructional time. That's a wonderful thing to get the Word of God back in school. We're thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also thankful even more so about the young people that are becoming on fire Christians,
mm-hmm.
that are going on their school campus and evangelizing to win their friends to the Lord that are not serving the Lord, and
That's
then
right.
many of the young people that are giving their life to Jesus Christ. So
mm-hmm.
those are the three main, most important things that we're doing with the Truth Youth Bible,
mm-hmm.
making soul winners out of the young people. Young people that are getting the Bible are getting saved, and
mm-hmm.
then we're restoring religious freedoms to America's public schools.
That's
so
right.
it's a win-win situation, and mm-hmm. obviously it makes the devil angry, because
mm-hmm.
the devil took our kids by removing God from our public schools in 1962 and 1963 with
mm-hmm.
those two court cases that many are familiar with, Abington versus Shemp and Engle versus Vitale,
mm-hmm.
removing prayer and Bible reading from the schools. And as a result of that, the devil has moved in. And so now, all these years later, we're thankful for what the Gideons have been doing by putting Bibles in the school
mm-hmm.
for so many years. But the ACLU has launched an attack on the Gideons, and,
mm-hmm.
and they said that if they have their way, the Gideons won't be able to go on our public school campuses.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way that they can stop the way the law is interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
Young people have the right to give Bibles away on campus. So we're thankful that we've got a Joshua generation of young people that are standing up for God and taking back what the devil has stolen.
You know, Tim, I appreciate you mentioning that, because, you know, a lot of believers are kind of shy about the whole idea because they think, well, again, that's against the law. Well, of course, any law that says a young person can't have the Bible or hear the gospel, it's a wicked law to begin with. That's just the reality of it. But the fact is, there are many things that can be done on campuses that people just don't know. And often, the devil will use people or individuals to scare them from even trying to do things because they think, well, the law is going to come down on us if we try. But just like you mentioned, on the back of the Bible, it does give insight and instructions about things that are clearly legal that we can do on school campuses.
When we started this whole project years ago,
mm-hmm.
when I was first putting together what I felt like the Lord wanted to put together with these comics and with the information that we made available, I started with it with the students' rights somewhere in the midst of the pages.
Mm-hmm.
But then the more I was talking to different ones that were saying, is it really legal for young people to do this?
Mm-hmm.
I realized I need to put that where it is, right out in the open. So what
That's
we did
right.
is we designed them in a manner that it looks really sharp. But
mm-hmm.
it also lets our young people know, and I'll share a couple of these, because not only do they have the right to give Bibles away on campus, but
mm-hmm.
also that the young people have the right to meet with other religious students and to form Bible clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they have the right to express their religious freedoms through signs, symbols, and clothing. They have the
mm-hmm.
right to talk about their religious beliefs and to share their faith with other students on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, of course, lets them know that they have the right to give Bibles away. That's the one that we have in bold, since that's what we're doing with the Truth for Youth Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They have the right to pray on campus, alone, with others, and during graduation.
Mm-hmm.
They have the right to carry or study their Bible or other religious literature on campus. They have the right to do research papers, speeches, creative projects, or talent programs on religious themes. They have the right to be exempt from activities that contradict their religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
They have the right to celebrate or study religious holidays on campus. And then
mm-hmm.
finally, they have the right to study religious themes, religious literature, and religious history. Now, there are other rights, but those are the ones that we put on the back of this cover. And young people, when they have this in their hands, on the back of the Truth for Youth Bible,
mm-hmm.
it has a sense of giving them a boldness, kind of like
mm-hmm.
holding their arms up and giving them the shoulder pads and
right.
the
mm-hmm.
equipment that they need by putting the weapon of the Word of God in their hands, with the students' rights on the back cover, the comics in the front, the entire New Testament, to go on their school campus and be on fire for God.
Hmm. Well, Tim, you know, I want, again, as I've already mentioned, I want to challenge and encourage every single listener, even if you're not a parent of a teen or you're not a teen yourself, The Bibles are only $2 each plus shipping. I want to challenge every listener to get the Bible so you can see what a great tool it is and pray about ways you can use it in your community or in other ways as an evangelism tool. But again, keep in mind, every listener that, again, every parent that has a teen, son or daughter, or if you're a teen as well, again, all you have to do is call us, get in touch. Parents can order the Bible on behalf of their son or daughter, or the teens can call themselves. Call this number, 1-800-733-4737 between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. Or you can go online anytime to visit truthforyouth.com to order the Bibles for free during this National Truth for Youth Week, Truth for Youth Bible Week. But I want to encourage everyone, get involved, get involved. Tim, would you pray for listeners to really be set on fire with a spirit that would encourage them to be involved with evangelism and discipleship? Too many believers are laid back and they're casual about the greatest work in the world, the work of carrying out the Great Commission. Would you pray for them?
Absolutely. Father, I just pray for every listener that is listening to my voice right now, that you will cause boldness, yes, from your Holy Spirit to fill them up. I pray and ask you, Lord God, that you will cause every listener to be on fire for you.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, Lord God, that you will make each listener a bold, courageous soul winner,
yes,
and discipler, to help us, Lord God, not only to bring in the harvest, Lord, but to help those that are getting saved to be discipled. I pray for boldness that comes only from you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will cause those that are listening right now, that perhaps they're lukewarm or cold in their relationship with you, that, Father, that they will pull over and that they will pull up to the Spirit of God, the gas station that you have for us, and that they will allow you to fill them up with premium Holy Spirit gasoline to be a bold, courageous soul winner for you. And I pray and ask you, Lord God, to accomplish what needs to be done as you fill them up with Holy Ghost boldness, stronger than ever before, and then you will open up doors for them to speak to different ones that you want them to talk to, Lord God, divine appointments.
Thank you.
Father, you said in your word, you never said that you'd plant, you never said that you'd water. But Lord, you said that if we would plant and water, that you would give the increase.
Yes,
so I ask you, Father God, to give the increase,
yes,
as these that are receiving boldness, even as we are praying right now,
Jesus,
become so bold soul winners for you.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Once again, that number, if you want to call and order the Bibles, 1-800-733-4737. And that's 1-800-733-4737 between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central. And you can go online to order truthforyouth.com. And keep in mind, remember, as we've said, one free Truth for Youth Bible will be given to every student that gets involved between the ages of 13 to 18 who promises to pass it along to a friend in school. And again, our goal is we want to ask you to help us to get at least 60,000 Bibles into the hands of teens during this week. Remember, every parent can order the Bible on behalf of your son or daughter, or teens, you can call and get one as well. But remember, any listener can call and just pay and order whatever number you'd like for $2 a piece. That's a great price.
And I was going to say this too, Pastor Joseph. I want to encourage people that are a part of a youth group or a part of a church, mm-hmm, to get a case of these Bibles. There's 50 mm-hmm Bibles to a case. If you mm-hmm do that, you get them at my cost, mm-hmm, only $2 each. And mm-hmm to get a case of the Bibles and to provide them for your youth group, mm-hmm, to go into their school to give these mm-hmm Bibles away. We found that our teachers and the school administrators across America, for the most part, are very receptive when they mm-hmm realize, yes, they have the right to do this. So mm-hmm I encourage people that are a part of a church to provide a case of these, to get a case of these for their youth group and say, hey, I want to provide 50 Bibles for our youth group to give away, or perhaps for young people coming into the youth group to get a copy of the Truth for Youth Bible. It makes a great evangelism outreach for youth groups across America and Bible clubs as well.
Amen. Amen. Tim, we have about 1 minute left. Just final words on your heart before our time ends today.
I just thank the Lord for what the Holy Spirit is doing in these last days. You hear all of these things on the news of all of the bad things that are happening. But at the same time that you see America pushing back and away from God, there is a remnant of young people that are rising up in these last days. Praise and they're God. Taking back what the devil has stolen. Not only are we seeing Bible clubs popping up in our public schools all over America, but we're seeing prayer clubs that are popping up in our schools all across America. And you know, Pastor Joseph, that if we want to bring America back to God, the foundation of that is going to be praying and seeking the face of God. He told us, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land.
Amen. Amen. That number, once again, if you want to get involved and order the Bibles, 1-800-733-4737 between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central. Or you can go online to truthforyouth.com. And the number, once again, 1-800-733-4737. Thank you, Tim, for being with us today.
Thank you, Pastor Joseph. God bless you.
All right. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Hope that every listener will get involved. Once again, the number 1-800-733-4737. Hope you call and order a Bible. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.